Secretary of State Hillary Clinton took her Africa tour to Angola today. That country is now the continent's biggest oil producer, recently overtaking Nigeria. Washington Post reporter Mary Beth Sheridan is traveling with the secretary, and she joins me on the line from Luanda. Welcome.
Thank you.
Mary Beth Sheridan, briefly, what was the main order of business for Ms. Clinton in Angola today?
The secretary really came here to do some oil diplomacy. Angola has become an increasingly important source of petroleum for the U.S. market. Secretary Clinton, I think, wanted to strengthen relations. And also, I think there's a great awareness on the part of the U.S. government that China is moving into some of these countries very aggressively, providing favorable loans and so on, in an effort to have access to the oil. And China's put billions into Angola.
Mm. The Chinese don't seem to make the same kinds of demands for democracy and transparency as Western powers do. Did Ms. Clinton address this at all?
That was not addressed explicitly, but I do know that U.S. officials are concerned about that because they have had leverage in the past by saying to some of these countries, you know, you have to clean up your act on corruption and be more democratic, or, you know, we may not help you with the loans or with aid or whatever it is. There's now a country coming in that is willing to provide loans that is not making those kinds of demands. So I think that there is some concern among U.S. officials about that development.
But also, clearly, it seems from this visit that there's also a desire to tap into that oil.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And she's really not emphasizing as strongly the themes of democracy and anti-corruption as she had earlier in her trip.
Angola ranks pretty low on that index put up by Transparency International, the index of countries with honest business practices. I understand that some members of parliament in Angola expressed some pretty strong opinions in their meetings with the secretary.
Well, this was very interesting. There was a meeting this afternoon with parliamentarians, and it opened up with speeches from the governing party and others, you know, just about warm relations and so on. But then a few of the opposition parliamentarians had their turn to speak, and they really assailed the Angolan government, and they accused it of really limiting freedom of the press, corruption. They were very critical of the president for seeming to stall a presidential election that's supposed to happen this year. So they really kind of came out swinging.
Did any of those members of parliament express any concern over the fact that there is what some people have called a new great game taking place in Africa with Western countries like the United States competing with China for African resources?
There was not a specific focus on that, but what there was a lot of concern expressed about how this country has had this real oil boom. The economy grew by something like 27% last year, and yet the benefits have really not trickled down at all. The vast majority of the people are extremely poor. Three-quarters of the population live on less than $2 a day. And these opposition politicians sort of asserted that the elite was sort of benefiting and enriching itself, essentially. And I think was also a concern expressed that relations of the U.S. with Angola not be only about oil, but that there be transfer of technology in which Angola could benefit from this relationship beyond selling its oil.
That's Washington Post reporter Mary Beth Sheridan, who is traveling with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Africa. Mary Beth, thank you.
Thank you.